All right, we are here once again at the East-West Shrine Game. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net taking a look at the West team, a team period. But we want to focus once again on the linebackers. Let's start with number 34, Tywan Jones from Michigan State, a big guy and part of a very, very productive defense. Let's watch him here.
And a guy who's really underrated on Michigan State defense, can play inside or outside. You see the patience. He waits, stays with his assignments. Granted, the play goes to the other side, but still. Very active as far as, very athletic, moves well laterally. Here's a guy who I think is probably one of the most underrated linebackers moving towards the April draft.
And, of course, when you're looking at linebackers in the NFL, you want that versatility, able to make plays against the run moving forward, but also in coverage, how well does he do that?
An outstanding job. I mean, just a little history. He played outside linebacker as a junior, did a terrific job. They moved him inside, and in the Michigan this year, in the Michigan State defense, the inside linebacker position, middle linebacker position, is not a playmaking position, yet he's constantly around the ball. As you said, he flies up the field, but he's very quick out to the flanks. You know, they talk about the Michigan State defense. You talk about Shalik Calhoun. You talk about Trey Waynes. There you see just not only the toughness and the athleticism, but the instincts, the ability to find the ball and play within himself and within his responsibility.
Yeah, I like what you see there from Tywan Jones. He's listed as 6'3", 250. Not sure exactly what his official measurements will be, but those are pretty good numbers, and he's the biggest of the linebackers here, at least on the West team. Let's look at some other linebackers who are out here right now. Let's talk about number 44, Bryce Hager from Baylor. 6'2", 230 is what he's listed as. Also, his father, Britt, a former Philadelphia Eagles linebacker.
More of a two-down, in-the-box type of guy, you know, unlike Tywan Jones, not someone who's going to be really good in pursuit, not someone who's going to get, you know, on those third and five situations, you're going to leave Tywan Jones on the field. Britt Hager, you're probably going to take him off because he's more of a run defensive specialist. You see him here playing shaded over the tight end, Blake Bell. So if they throw the ball, there's a good chance we'll get to see him in coverage here. Covering the running back.
Covers the running back. Not much action there as we switch units for offense defense on the West team. Let's stick with the linebackers, Tony, because that's a position potentially of interest for the Eagles on the inside, and we haven't gotten a big chance to see them throughout. But let's talk about number 55 from Stanford, James Vaughters, who's listed as 6'2", 255, a player you wrote about in your preview of the East-West Shrine Game.
Yeah, and during the drills, the coaches were trying to coach him up. I mean, he's very athletic. He moves around the field effortlessly. He's just more athlete than he is football player. He can play outside or inside. You've seen him line him up over the tight end here. Breaks down with good lateral movement skills. You see the ability to change direction and get out to the flanks, but the instincts aren't there. He got caught up in the block when he really should have made the play on the ball. That's the problem with Vaughters is, you know, the mind is just not melded with the athleticism.
Yeah, you really could see it there. He made a nice play athletically to get to the edge, but then couldn't hold the edge as he let the running back get away from him. Let's move along here. Who else do we have out here right now as they are in the huddle? Let's talk about, what do you say? How about number 51, Zachary Vigil from Utah State, who goes 6'2", 235 in the middle.
Like Hager of Baylor, a tough run-defending linebacker, but more of a two-down guy. Someone who really doesn't show a lot of athletic ability to get outside the box in pursuit. Plays hard. If he gets drafted, more of a late-round type guy. That's going to add some depth. You see him stay with the action there, good instincts, and willing to lay his pads into the ball handler. That's the type of guy he is. He's more of a workman type of a linebacker than he is a really good athlete with great upside.
All right, the final linebacker on this unit, A.J. Tarpley, also of Stanford, number 18 on the far side. What can you tell us about A.J. Tarpley?
Coming from Stanford, as you would expect, he's a very intelligent player. Great instincts, great job finding the ball, not a great athlete. But a guy that uses his all of his assets to the best of his ability, has been a consistent linebacker, had a few injury problems, I believe, as a sophomore or junior at Stanford. He's the kind of guy that slips through into either the late rounds or as a free agent, but makes a roster as an eighth linebacker that can play inside or outside and play special teams. You see him here. You see the patience. You like the fact he doesn't pin his ears back. He stays with his coverage assignments over Zach Zenner. I know one of your favorite guys from South Dakota State. But you have to like that discipline as well as the fact that, you know, sometimes they don't show up on the stats. You got to stay with your gap assignments, set the edge, stay with your responsibilities, and that's what he did. Tarpley did right there.
All right, let's switch to the offense here, and let's take a look at Blake Bell, number 80, the tight end from Oklahoma, of course, a former quarterback at Oklahoma, you know, it's tough to say much about what a guy looks like, how much that matters, but boy, does he look the part of an NFL tight end.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he stands out. He's almost as tall as the tallest offensive lineman out there. He looks very athletic. It's just a matter of, you know, learning the new position and learning it to be an NFL tight end, because at Oklahoma, they don't really use their tight ends in the conventional mold. They line them up out in the slot, sometimes in the flanks. But he's got to learn the block. He's got to really learn to translate his athleticism into the tight end position.
Lined up against Vaughters here as he comes to the near side. But Taylor Kelly looks to the far side. But you could see just the athleticism of Bell there. I mean, just, I feel like, you know, we're talking about a horse at the Kentucky Derby. But you look at him go, and you see, you can, the body to dream on.
That quick release and the fact that he didn't give the linebacker a chance to get his hands on him, I mean, that's what stands out, because you get the first step on the linebacker and you can get down the seam or you can get out to the flanks and you can get open. I mean, that increases your opportunities to have the ball thrown your way, and then you got to hold on to it. But you're absolutely right. I mean, just the quickness, the movement skills, doesn't show any stiffness in his game. And, of course, as you can see here, I mean, the size advantage over any of these linebackers that are playing today at the East-West practice.
Coach is giving him a chance to make an impression. He's on the far side now. Once again, Blake Bell, number 80. So we see him try to get off. And the ball is out. But you see what you see from Blake Bell there, and there's our friend from Baylor, the linebacker making the recovery on the ball. But so far, an interesting day here at the West practice, Tony. Anybody else stand out to you?
I think David Parry, the sort of undersized nose tackle from Stanford, when we were watching the one-on-one drills, he was terrific, basically unstoppable. The only guy who was able to slow him down was B.J. Finney, the center from Kansas State, who did a solid job. So I think those two guys on the lines of scrimmage have stood out.
All right, let's do one more play here, and let's go back to Taiwan Jones in the middle from Michigan State, number 34. Take a look at him, because he may be the best linebacker of this group. Let's focus in on him one more time.
I think there's no doubt that he's the best linebacker. Now, the interesting thing is, are they going to line him up at inside, in the middle linebacker, I should say, here, or are they going to put him at outside linebacker? It looks like he's going to go to outside linebacker. They're going to put Heaney of Kansas in the middle there. Hager's outside over the tight end. And again, you see Jones making sure that his teammates, who we just started playing with today, are in proper position. Let's see what happens here.
And the action gets away. But that'll do it for our look at the team practices for the East-West Shrine Game. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We will see you later in the week here in St. Petersburg, Florida.